Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving.
Lot to give thanks for.
It's a lot to be thankful for.
Amen. So true, so true.
The main thing, God is with us.
Amen.
I love his name, Emmanuel. He's with us. He's always with us. We'll begin with prayer and our communion prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for being with us every step of the way. Help us to go forward in you, trusting you, and enjoying your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The Lord is good. His return is soon, too. You can feel it.
Amen.
But until he breaks the sky, I want to do all that's in his heart.
Amen. Thank you.
You know, as we trust him, a healing, as we grow in him, a healing forms. As we take time and trust him and go forward doing what he gives us to do, he brings healing to our life. And that same healing is ministered to everybody we come in contact with. And the Lord, he told me some things this weekend. You know, whenever I go out of town, I went out of town. The Lord, you know, while I'm driving, I'm calm and I'm thinking, and the Lord's talking to me. He told me some wonderful things. I said, Lord, you think of everything. Man, I'm not going to tell you what he said, but it's good. He loves us, and he uses everything, every kind word, everything, every time you minister life to somebody. As your life heals, people know it. And they can, you know, they have five senses. They can see, touch, taste, smell. You know, they know. And they watch. People are, if you're a light set on a hill, you're designed to bring life to things. So, in the end, when you're gone, people feel a void. Just like when you're there, they feel, but he was explaining things like that. And he think of everything. So, trusting God is the way to go. Last week we were on page 36, and we never got down to the testimony part. It's kind of long, but what happened? The man trusted the Lord. He yielded to more. The Lord had Joseph Prince did a teaching series on health and wholeness through the Holy Communion. Then he wrote the book. But the man heard the tapes, and this was back in 2002, and he had communion with his mother. And after five surgeries, she recovered. But the Lord prompted him to have communion with his mother. When you read the whole account, he prompted him. When we trust the Lord that way, whenever I'm doing something, and then the Lord prompt me to do something, I know that I'm going to get what I'm after. When the Lord, if he's working with you, if he ever prompts you to do something and toward that goal, he's working with it. And most of the time, you'll win if you follow, you'll follow him and you follow the guidance. Something good is going to happen as we do those things. When the Lord give you a dream, I've been thinking of, he put trust on my heart. So the reason I wonder why don't people trust the Lord like they have faith in him? And you have to love his will more. And to get to that point, you have to step out and do what he's put in your heart to do. When this is in place, a lot of good things follow. And we'll look at what happened with this man that Joseph Prince knows. He said, a testimony of healing through the Holy Communion. He said, when you believe and when you rightly discern the Lord's body, you will experience miraculous healings and wholeness when you partake of the Holy Communion. He said, one church member, Albert, experienced this in a spectacular way sometime in November of 2002. Albert was told by the doctors that his mother had a centimeter cancerous growth in the rectum. There was little cause for worry, as the removal of such tumors is usually fairly straightforward. It seemed like a simple procedure, but they had complications. And this thing, you know, a problem can look bigger and then bigger and then bigger. And you got to believe God anyway. That's our challenge.
Amen.
But the Lord is there to help you to see Him so that you'll stay in faith and trust what He's saying to do. We're used to problems looking bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, when the Lord first told me He said, let not my people lack knowledge. I'm like, I don't know what to do. You know, that's like telling me to get a rope and pull that 18-wheel up this hill. I don't know what to do. But I didn't know that He would show me what to do. He would cause me to do what's necessary. Over time, I started seeing that, oh, the Lord will help me do this. He'll give me His words to say. I don't have to go and study and figure out what to say. And guess what? That takes the pressure off. When things look bigger and bigger, look at God more and more. He looks bigger and bigger.
Amen.
And then you can surrender your will to Him. Surrendering your will is not always easy, because it's like that song that Matthew sang, it may look like I'm surrounded. But when you look, arise higher. But I'm surrounded by You. You're looking at the Lord. And He's got chariots He's got horsemen around the problem. Mm-hmm. But you got to believe Him to activate those horsemen, those angels that protect our lives. And as you grow in Him, you find out that they never fail, and you can't fail Him. If you look at Him and you follow through what He's doing, you cannot fail. And I had to get used to the fact that if I push the issue, I cannot fail. I will not die. I will not surrender. I will not go under. It's just, you can't. How can you go under and God support you? So when things are looking insurmountable, just worship Him. Praise Him. And then you'll be able to trust what He say. We don't trust God in any condition. You have to do something about the condition. Trust is something that, you know, I wish there was more teaching on it. but if you listen to people who, everybody had the same challenge, no matter what they did. Some people's anointing will cause them to prosper exponentially. They don't know why. But they do what God tells them to do, and then people pour money into the ministry. They didn't orchestrate this. They didn't know. They didn't even know it was going to happen. Pastor said he walked around the grounds as the Lord told him to, and he ended up getting his church. He didn't plan that. The ministers you see that follow God on TV, they kept doing what God said do, and it happened. They asked Rob Parsons, "How did you do this?" Other pastors would fly all the way up there to the Harvest Church and ask him his ministry plan. He said, "I don't know. I just chase God and it happens." This is when it's you, you're going to have to chase God. And the Lord taught me the mechanics of it and why it happens. And I didn't ask Him to teach me. That was part of it. He taught me the mechanics of it. I know why it happens. It all starts with the way you trust Him. Because He can't legally go forward unless you believe. And since you don't know what to do, you have to trust Him. And if you do trust Him, the things that happen after that is exponential. And when I first started my first business, it didn't look good. I started with a Ford Maverick and a toolbox. It had two drawers in it. And I didn't even have a jack, I had a ball jack. within a year, I had a truck and a reel jack and jack stands and a toolbox. The next year, I had an air compressor and uniforms. And I thought I was failed. There were times I really thought I wasn't going to make it. I said, I'm going to have to get a job doing something I don't want to do. But I didn't. As the time went forward, it got better. And the Lord taught me the mechanics of following him. If you follow him, you cannot fail. You can do whatever he says you can do. And the Lord has methods. Just like we're going to look at this story. It's kind of long. We won't fit the 15 minutes we got. But this man, he went on an unction, stepped out on faith. And he was in a position he could have been embarrassed if it didn't work. But he did it anyway. And it worked. So many times we run into this. So when the Lord gave me an assignment that's too big for me, I rejoice because I know I'm about to learn something I didn't know before. And over time, he'll say something and it just makes the day. It makes, you know, everybody has this challenge. When you listen to the testimony of anybody that did anything, they can't answer the question, how did you do this? Because they didn't do it. They did what God said. They operated on his order. And it works. And I was talking to my cousin last night, and she read about the secret place. How, you know, I told her how when I would go in the Lord's presence, I wanted it to be just like in that prayer room when I felt like I couldn't fail. I said, I want to be that way when I'm at work, when I'm in school. I was in school at that time. I wanted, wherever I am, I wanted to be just like in this prayer room. I had, I believe I got it from the Lord. It was an unction. You know, Mary said that she don't like for people to say that I don't know what to do when you have access to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we have access to the Holy Spirit. People say, I see through a glass darkness. At that point, I did. I didn't know it, but in his presence, I sensed something. It was like a candle, somebody handing you a candle, and you don't want it to go out. And I told the pastor about how I said, I'm going to seek the Lord. I'm going to learn how to be in his presence like I am in that prayer room or at home, wherever I am. He said, oh, you got to come off the mountain. You got to go back down to the valley. And I made a decision. I said, I'm going to protect this candle. I said, I got something in that prayer room, and I'm going to search it out. I'm going to find it. I'm going to get to this point. And sometimes you just have to put a demand on things. I didn't know how to live in his presence like that. The truth is, he's always with us, but he can reveal his presence and he can conceal his presence. You're never without the presence of God, but if you believe on Jesus.
Amen.
But when I sensed his presence, I felt like Superman. Mm-hmm. When I didn't sense his presence, I felt like old Thurston. I was tired of feeling. I got saved because I didn't want to feel like old Thurston anymore. The only difference, I felt like old Thurston with peace. I had peace. So when he talked about coming off the mountain, I said, I'm not going to tell him that again. I'm going to seek this through. Sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you don't know anybody that senses the vision that you have. You have to protect it. And over time, my life became just like I'm in that prayer room. Mm-hmm. So I pray. I live in prayer. And if I go to a prayer room, I'm just doing what I always do. Now, we'll pick up here next week. Taking the Lord at his word is key. Mm-hmm. And being, enjoying his presence.
Yes.
Enjoying his will causes you to receive more from him. And cooperate with him. Your will don't. After the fall, Adam was on the run. And in some ways, people, even Christians, even the best of us, are still on the run until we learn. And then we'll start running to him instead of running. Okay, with all this in mind, as we trust the Lord, trusting his plan, we just can't fail. He said, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, and we need it.
I need it.
My spouse's healing and my children's healing. I thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive. Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous, and as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your undying love. You love us and watch over us, and you think of everything. Help us to go forward, and you bless every speaker today. Bless Pastor as he goes forward, the praise team as we minister to God's word and through song. Help be with us and help us do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Candace, you got something for us?